In an interview 2 years ago, Marjorie Bong Drucker remembered the first night she saw Captain Richard Bong. It was his first leave from combat. He was already a national hero and fighter ace. His task that night was to crown the homecoming king and queen at Superior State Teachers College.
I don't think he really wanted to do it, frankly. You know, but that's when both of our lives took a drastic change. When he walked into the gymnasium where the thing was taking place, you could just hear, I called it like the buzzing of blue flies, you could just hear this murmur, you know, there he is, you know.
When Major Richard Bong was killed testing a jet plane on August 6, 1945, she went into a shock that lasted 40 years. She stayed in California, remarried, and raised two daughters. She ran a modeling agency and became a writer. But she didn't return to Superior until a bridge was dedicated in her late husband's name. For the last decade of her life, Marjorie Bong Drucker raised money for a museum dedicated to all World War II vets to tell the unedited version of the sacrifices made then.
It may not even be politically correct, you know, to talk about Richard shooting down 40 Japanese pilots, you know, and over the years what's happened to the relationship with that country.
The $5 million Bong World War II Heritage Center opened September 24th last year. A year and a day later, Marjorie Bong passed away at 79 years old. Museum Director Christabel Grant says the story of Dick and Marge Bong is a great love story and a great tragedy, all too common in those war years.
She reminds us that it wasn't just our fighter pilots, but it was their families, their sweethearts, the people on the home front. I mean, she does a wonderful job of reminding us who we are and who we were.
More than 40,000 people visited the Bong Heritage Center in its first year, becoming Superior's largest ongoing attraction. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.